It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. As we come to this portion of Prophecy Today weekend, I want to rehearse the lead stories from my broadcast partners and then take a look at the book. Now, that's the Bible I'm talking about, and I want you to get your Bible out and be ready to understand how current events are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Let me remind you that hearing these news stories by themselves may leave you with many questions about what God is doing in our world today. You need not only these excellent reports from my broadcast partners, reports that you will not hear on mainstream media, but you must have a prophetic perspective on these reports as well. Let me remind you that if you had to miss any of these reports, you can go to my website, prophecytoday.com, then to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and there you will find that we have archived these reports from my broadcast partners so that you can listen to them at your convenience. And please tell a friend or a family member about these reports. They need to hear them as well. That's prophecytoday.com, Prophecy Today Radio Network. Now, I want to take several moments to give you my prophetic perspective on the lead stories from my broadcast partners. Kim Timmerman, we found him today in southern France, and he is gleaning information from his travels to give us a look at geopolitical activities. Kim gave us his analysis of President Biden's trip to Europe and his different meetings with world leaders. You know, America is a world superpower today. But remember, America is not mentioned in Bible prophecy. I believe that God brought America into existence so that they could make political decisions that would set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David Dolan came to the broadcast table with his Middle East news update. He reported that Hamas has promised to continue their armed struggle against Israel's brand new coalition government. Remember, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is some 4,000 years old. It started with a struggle between Jacob and Esau, Genesis chapter 25, where they started this struggle in the womb of their mother. That's Genesis 25, verses 22 and 23. This struggle will only end with the return of Jesus Christ back to the earth. That's Obadiah, verses 16 to 18. Wiki Madad, who lives in a place called Shiloh, a very historic and prophetic place in Israel, brought to our attention President Biden's demand to the State Department to erase the term Abraham Accords and not to use the term in public discussion. This directive by President Biden, I do believe, sets the stage for Daniel 9:27 to be fulfilled. That prophecy brings the Antichrist on the scene to confirm peace agreements on the table, the Abraham Accords, that are not working. And when you try to destroy them, as the Biden administration is doing, they do need that confirmation from the Antichrist. Maurice Hirsch, who is a part of the Palestinian Media Watch team, said that the Palestinians have a martyr cult where mothers encourage their boys to be suicide bombers to go out and kill Israeli Jews. In that Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Hamas is at the tip of the spear of the armed struggle to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, Psalm 83 and verse 4. This report proves that we are at that point. John Rood covers the European Union for us. He talked about NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, warning about Russia and China. As we got that report from Brussels, Belgium, about NATO, we were able to recognize three political entities that are indeed mentioned in Bible prophecy. I'm talking about China, Russia, and NATO, which is sponsored by the European Union. These are all in Bible prophecy, with the European Union the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, key to our understanding of the end times. And David James and I discussed the critical race theory. I concluded our conversation with David James by referring to Genesis chapters 1 to 6 and 9 and 10. That scripture states that there is only one race in our world, the human race. Critical race theory is a fraud. Let me remind you that if you had to miss any of these reports, you can go to my website, prophecytoday.com, then to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and there you will find that we have archived these reports from my broadcast partners so that you can listen to them at your convenience. And please tell a friend or a family member about these reports. They need to hear them as well. That's prophecytoday.com, Prophecy Today Radio Network. As you've listened to our reports from my six broadcast partners here on PTW, you had to come to an understanding of how current events, in light of Bible prophecy, have us at the point in history for the next event on God's calendar of activities, and that would be the rapture. There is no prophecy that needs to precede the rapture of the church. That rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until.